We're in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel on the base, the very bottom of the page. Today is a very interesting Gemara. If you have time, you should learn Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Mem Gimel. It's all on this Shulchan Aruch. Sorry?
Siman Geshem.
Geshem. Okay, it says the Gemara here in the bottom of the page. He once lost the Beit Midrash. He lost the keys of the Beit Midrash. He left it behind. He left it somewhere. On Shabbos. The problem is, how in the world is he going to bring the keys in order to open the door? Also, the Kam made the Rapidos. He came before Rapidos. Some say Rapidos. Amalei. So he said to him, "This is the ruse of how you can get your keys on Shabbos." Zeal, dabar, toli v'tal. You go and attach yourself to a little boy, little girl. V'letai l'hosam, bring them to the place where the key is to play around, fool around. V'letai l'hosam. And im ishkechulu, if they happen to find the key, maisilu, they'll bring it to you. So they'll do that. They'll carry for you on Shabbos. You're not instructing them to carry it to you. You just bring it there and they're going to bring it to you on their own. Alma kasava. So what do we learn from here in the port and din? That cotton, oichul nevelis, if a cotton eats treif, mahatayra, if a child is doing an aveda mehateda, ain't bezin mitzuvin lafrishay. The bezin does not have to stop him, and so this Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bishna doesn't have to stop the kid from bringing it to him. Okay, even not only Issa the Rabban, even Issa the Raisa. Rashi dever talei v'talia hanig tenayke zecharim nekevus. Bring boys and girls litai lo hasam yishchukus sham b'shab play them Shabbos hashay yishchukus sham Shabbos b'Shabbos. Obviously, Rashi gives so he didn't have the word Shabbos before. No, we'll talk about it in a minute. Says the Gemara, first of all, there's no chinuch mitzvah chinuch on somebody else's kids. Mm-hmm. There's no mitzvah chinuch on somebody else's kids. Rabbi Leima, Misayele, I'll bring your raya, that even if you do an aveir, the raya, bezin does not have to stop you. Well, you even tinuk, a man should not say to a kid, havali mafter, bring me the key, havali chayse, bring me the signet ring. Ella, what should you do? Hello, Aval, Manichai, Taylish, Manichai, Zaydi. If you see the kid pulling out grass, or you see the kid throwing, you don't have to stop him. But to tell him, you're not going to instruct him, because then he's doing what Shlichas, that you know how to do. But if he does it on his own, you don't have to stop him. Klora Raya, that even if he's doing Nisa the Raisa, you don't have to stop him. Amar Abai, no Raya, maybe it's only Nisa the Rabbon. Maybe Taylish is talking about Otzi, She'enu Nokuv, a potted plant that didn't have a puncture, so it's not really attached to the ground, only Yisrael Rabbanon. And Zoydik, maybe he's on a Karmel of the Rabbanon. Maybe Yisrael Rabbanon, you have to stop them. But Yisrael Raisa, what do you have to stop them? Maybe you do. Rashi. Havali, Mavteach, Derech, Zerab, Meshabbat, Rishab, Meshabbat. Says, Mavaitin. Toshma, come in here. Oive, Kechavim, a goy, Shebol, Lichbay, if a goy comes to extinguish. We had this already. Ain Imri. We don't tell him kavei. We don't tell him yes to extinguish. It's not about business. He can do whatever he wants. Mipnei ain shvisas elam. It's not our responsibility to make sure they don't do luchos the Shabbos. Or the cotton abalich boys of a child on his own decides to extinguish the fire. Imri loy al techabba. We tell him not to. She shvisas elam. We're responsible. What is that klor? If a kid is doing an aveda raisel chol pachas, then there is a inyan of bezim tzuv lahafrishay. The Rishayim already ask. That l'cheide, extinguishing a fire, is not an isa d'araisa because it's a malacha shein tzich l'gufa. When is the isa d'araisa of extinguishing a fire? You wanted this to turn into coals. But if you just extinguish a fire, it's a rabbanon. So l'cheide, the Gemara's question is not just on the pados, but even on the baya. Here we see that even isa d'rabbanon, you have to stop the kid. Yeah, but it's called a malacha she'ena tzich legufa because you're benefiting from a side effect. The main malacha you don't need.
But if you're enjoying the fire, you can stop him doing it.
What do you mean?
So it says he should
stop the kid from doing it.
No. The guy, talking about the guy.
Oh, the guy, you don't have to stop him. If he's doing it on his own.
But he says, what if you want to stop him?
Yeah, sure you can tell him to stop doing it.
Yeah, you don't stop, yeah.
If you want to fight, you tell him to stop doing it.
No, we're talking about if he's doing it on his own. And not for you or not for you. We'll soon see in a minute. Anyway, the Shem answer, this Gemara goes according to my Dom Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Malocha she'ain't tzicha legufa is chayiv. So it's in the Raisa. Rabbi Yechina says, no, really? Rabbi Yechina says, really, that even the Isa, the Raisa, you don't have to stop the kid from doing. So even the kid extinguishing a flame, you have to stop him. So how come over here it says they have to stop him? But oisal das over here is different. The kid is doing it for you. So he's like your shliach. Then when do we say that you don't have to stop him? And we're talking about a father now. So forget about chinuch. When do we say we don't have to stop him? When don't you stop him? Even if he's doing this for the Isa. But if he's doing it for you, then you have to stop him. The kavod for the gemara, ebazei. The kavod. We're talking about the case he's doing it for you. Nur by a goy. The oisa das yisrael mishali. The guy is doing it specifically for you. He is extinguishing the fire for you. You don't have to stop him. We know you're not allowed to have a goy. You're not have a goy doing a malach for you on Shabbos. And for the gemara, oive kachavim adato de nafshavim. We're talking about menastam. A kid when he sees you there, and he goes and extinguishes the fire, he thinks he's doing it for you. So therefore, you have to stop him. The goy, as long as he didn't tell the goy, extinguish the fire, he's doing it for himself. Even if he thinks he's doing it for you, but he's doing it not because he's doing it for you, he's doing it because he wants you tomorrow to pay money for it, or he wants you tomorrow to hire him for a job, or he knows one day he'll cash in. Yeah, exactly, curry a favor. Rashi. The kid looks up to his father, he sees his father is pleased, his father standing right there. Just like he's instructed to do it. Over there, he never informed him. They didn't recognize it, they just found it on their own, supposedly. He's doing it for his own benefit. He knows the Yid one day will pay him for back for it. So now we have a discussion. Abaye Rapdos says that even Isa Deraisa ain't bezin mitzvah lafrishay, and Abaye says no, only Isa Derabanan ain't bezin mitzvah lafrishay. So what's the maskon? The Gemara is going to conclude there is no conclusion. Toshma kumen her. Ben Chove, the son of the Talmud Chacham, Sherogil Leilich Eitzalavi Imay Amharitz. He goes to Zayda's house, who happens to be in Amharitz. Ein Choyshashin, we're not concerned, Shema Yachilenu Dvorim She'enam Mesukanim. It doesn't bother us, or we're not worried, that the Zayda might give this kid to eat things which are not given through mice and all that kind of stuff is. Because even if he does, who cares? Bezen Ein Mitzuvan Afrishay. What about Motze B'yodei Peidus? If you saw the kid, so that's one thing is to think what's happening when the kid is in the house of the Zayda.
Comes home with an apple.
Do you have to take it away from him? Ain't Zokoglo, you don't have to, you're not allowed to eat it, but you don't have to take it away from him. In other words, Bezen, Eimut, Trumla, Frisha, even by Yisid Raisa. Trumla, Maisa.
Have we worried Shema Machilu Lachain?
No.
But there's only one apple, the kid eats it himself.
We're not worried about that. That we stop, but not for himself. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Bidmai Hikilui. Rabbi Yechanan says, we talk about Maisa, and Reiv Ma'amaratzi, Ma'asin Hein. And therefore, that's what it's only the Gemara is not actually saying it's the Rabban. The Gemara is saying it's the Rabban, but more than the Rabban. This is a very weak Rabban because Reiv Amaratzim Maasenim, and by Demai Bechlal we are very Mekel, and because by Demai Bechlal we are very Mekel, therefore we aim better than the position. No riot by Nisa the Raisa, we let the kid go. Fedi Gemara, Elo Time with Demai. You tell me the only reason because it's Demai. Ha Vaday Boilo Suri. Had it been a Vaday Maiser, you would have to give Maiser because otherwise you would stop your kid. No, you're saying by the Raisa, it's not a kid. Fedi Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan said before, but the Raisa Das Aviv. The same Rabbi Yechanan who just answered, but Demai contradicts himself. Here, Rabbi Yechanan seems to say the only reason why we're giving it to the kid is why we're allowing it because it's Demai. And before Rabbi Yechanan said that even on Isa Deraisa we let the kid do whatever he wants as long as not Isa Das Aviv, as long as you didn't give it to him. And for the money, right. Rabbi Yechanan Sefukim Mesapkele. Rabbi Yechanan is in doubt. He does not 100% sure. He's not sure if you're allowed to let the kid do Isa Deraisa. So when you want to prove Isa Deraisa, he'll say, no, Lord, I, maybe it's Demai. When you want to disprove the Raisa, I'll say maybe it is. Maybe you're allowed to, and that's what that's all. That's our gist of the Gemara.
The only comparison
and he's standing next to him. It's as if he's telling him. But we're not making comparisons. Yeah. But we're not doing that. So we're saying Rabbi Yechanan didn't know what the halach is. Whether Yisurim the Raisa, you have to stop a kid. So every time you bring a raya, he's a devil advocate and says maybe the other way. You want to bring a raya that the raya is allowed to? No, maybe it's demai. You want to bring a raya that the raya is not allowed to? No, maybe only Oysa Das Oviv is not allowed to. He's a sapik. And that's how many Shalim are greatest. Other Shalim are greatest differently. Okay, Rashi. But to stop him, you don't have to stop him. We're still trying to prove one way or another.
If the father sees the kid doing it from a different room, so the kid doesn't see the father directly, then you say, yes, the kid can go ahead and do it.
According to the first Rabbi Yechon. According to the second Rabbi Yechon, no. According to the Rabbi Yechon, only the Rabbanan is allowed to. Not as easy as the nicer. The kid turns on the light, you have to stop him.
Even though, what did we just say before? Atinuk teif, ba'ovi v'reyesh, and noyach le'bekach.
That's if he has no benefit from it. Where the kid has no benefit from it, so why is he doing it? For the father. But if he's turning the light on because he wants to see in the bathroom, there's no way. That's irrelevant. That's the only problem is, let's see, that I see. Toshma ben Chaver Koyin, the son of a Chaver, Tam Chacham Koyin. What do you mean by Tam Chacham? That he does all the right things. But the Zayd is not modded. We're not worried that he might give him to Meir, which is Yisrael Deraisa, because again, he's a kid. But if you found the kid came home with Pedis, and there's a possibility, it's Truma to Meir, and Zokuk, you don't take away from him. No, we take away from him, that what? That even Yisrael Deraisa, you don't have to take away from him. And more again, no Raya. Maybe Truma to Rabban. Maybe it's only the Rabban. The Rabban, you don't take away from him. The Raisa, you do.
So if you came with Grad, you'd say that.
You should eat it in your gates. Only this you're allowed to eat if it's tummy. You receive had tummy vatoy. But not other things. That's how we know. Truma to meya, you're not allowed to eat. And in choishin. Sorry, bite him on. Toshma, I'll bring another ayah. Yoinik tinuk, a child can nurse v'heilich and go on me'ayvedes kachavim from a shiksa. A child is allowed to nurse from a shiksa. Ume behema tameya, you're allowed to give milk to a child from a behema tameya. Now a shiksa, the way most of Shain looks like in Chananel, there's no isa whatsoever for a Yiddish child to drink the milk of a woman of a shiksa woman. There's no isa whatsoever. I give this right here. But as the Raj but other Shonim say, since you moiled bad middas, so therefore that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want it. Was a chumrah. It wasn't it was asur. He tried the women, he didn't be peshadaber, but because you get the midi says you get the middas royim that combine. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch brings it down. That's why a young kid is more That a young kid is more vulnerable than an older person. People think, oh, it's a young kid, you can't wrong with Cholvakim. Faket. A young kid is much more impressionable, and exactly, and that's when you're infusing the kid with midas, and this is the time to be more careful than any other time in life. And but the Ben Chananel holds that drinking milk from a shiksa is he found some beraisa is an isa deraisa. He has a tesefta where there it says that a tinuk should that the yainik is kid behema tameya. So it's clear that it's also. So the question is whether. But Al Gemara says it's not. So what happens?
Yeah,
when we had more b'chaydus, two opinions there. Dam neka v'nasa cholov. That's one opinion, but we don't agree with that. Okay. The ein choyshishin. We are not worried. Furthermore, the yainik shekets. We're not worried, even if the kid is yainik mashekets from a behemoth to meya. I'm not worried. So what does he mean clearly? That an even Isa that Isa, you don't have to stop a kid from having. But not us.
Yeah.
No. The reason why I have Yiddish woman is because just like there's no heter in the Torah specifically for a Yiddish woman's milk. So that you can say only a Yid and not a Goy. There's no heter. Since milk of a person is mutter, so then all people's milk are mutter. Mahal Chishtaim versus having Mark Sulu have the Chil Gemara says Yochum Mahal Chishtaim. Mahal Chishtaim we find when we bring a pasuk no Oisah the Chel or whatever the last one pasuk is only that only Mahal Chiarba not Mahal Chishtaim. So there's no discrimination between a Yid and a Goy. Doesn't make this what they eat. Milk is a new entity.
Oh, so
it's not a Tisa. Not by behemoth.
by person. By person, but maybe I'm home. If you found milk inside the behemoth, what's the status of that milk is? Is it machlekes?
You're not allowed to give it in the veilus of treifish. That you, if you see a kid doing this, you have to stop him. But you're not allowed to give him to do this. Well, mikulon from all of these yoinik mehem, she's allowed to nurse even from behema afila b'shabbos, even on Shabbos. Now the Shabbos, you're involved over here with an isa deraisa called mefarik. You're separating. You're taking a liquid from a solid, you're separating milk, and with the isa of mefarik is a machlekes and shayim. Rashi always learns the mefarik is dosh. Rabbeinu Tam always argues because he says ein dosh ela begedule karka, and even though a behemoth sometimes is called gedule karka compared to let's say fish or something else, but it's not really intrinsically gedule karka. It eats produce from the ground. It itself is not gedule karka. So Rabbeinu Tam learns that it's memachik. These are mefarim memachik because when you take one thing out of another, it smooths out the original thing. It lost all that liquid. Anyway, so you're allowed to in Shabbos you're doing these deraisa uvegadul osa, but an adult is osa. So what do we see from all this? That you're allowed to do Yisra Reisa. Abba Shalom, you know, we used to have a minute, but we allowed you to be Yonik only from a kosher animal, but also still doing Yisra Reisa. But only a Yamtif. We'll get to Abba Shalom in. Tony Miya, ain't Choshin be Yonik Shekets. Klar, the Reisa, we don't care. Hossam Shub Sakana. It's different, Sakana. If you're talking about Sakana, then why a Godl you say you're not allowed to? Yohachi, a Godl Nami, a Sakana, a Sakana Foshas, you're going to be Michal Shabbos. Godl, boy, no, Godl, before we're going to, we have to assess whether it's Taka Sakana or not. It does really need the milk of this cow or not? But you want to know why Dafka Godel was assessing? Cotton Amin the Boyum the nurse assessed the cotton as well. I'm going to show a stam tinding musukir cholov. A baby needs milk. It's a cotton not having milk. An adult can live without milk. Rashi. Especially today's way of thinking. Adults are on rice milk, almond milk, and all these other kinds of milk. We're not cow milk. Rashi. The milk of an animal is awesome. I tell you, we learn from Gomogomo, Pedigamus, Chedis. Sakon, Shim Loyan, Gomus, Bessamo die. Umdron, Yochel, Hampton, can you wait till Admiral Shabbos? Then the Yasim had to wait till then. Choylu, the Yad of Chai, Mishum, Mephatic. So that's just clearly what's the Easter of milking? Mephatic. Dover, Migidula. You're removing one thing from where it's our origin. Vahayonic. Have a mephatic, but if you're yoinik, you're being mephatic, ayide shini. It's not a normal way. You're not squeezing it into a keli, right? Behind kil achayad. It's kil achayad. Shabbat, he says, kil, yesh mephatic, but yod of gozu, since Shabbat, he says, kil, that's next point. So more than I want to understand Abishol. Abishol says only on Yom Tov. What's the chilik Shabbos and Yom Tov? Yom Tov also, you know, a lot to be doing a Veda. Abishol, I'm not going to show you, I'm going to pay Yom Tov, hechidam, idi, kasa kona, the fibu Shabbos nami. And he lek a sakona, then why Yom Tov, you're allowed to be nami also? The Ike Tzara. We're talking about over here, there is Tzar. We're talking about with the Tzar. So what? Ukasavar Abashol holds that Mephatic over here is not so extreme because Kila Acha Yadu. This is not the normal way of being Mephatic. Mephatic is you squeeze into a Kaili. Here, you a baby is nursing, puts his mouth on it. It's not the normal way of being Mephatic.
Yeah, to the child.
So is it because it's not the normal way, the whole Isa Rabban anyway. So on Yom Tov we allow, on Shabbos not allowed to. Well, what's the difference? Shabbos, the Yisra Skile, Gozer Rabbanon. Yom Tov, the Yisra Lav, like Gozer Rabbanon. Rabbanon wouldn't Gozer. Rashi. Shabbos, the Yisra Skile, Yesh, B'mephadik, B'yodav, Gozer Rabbanon, B'yonik. I've got the Mishan who's making a change. V'ein ha-melach, v'ein ha-teira. Av Yom Tov, the Chi, Ova B'yadayim, like Yisra Lav, like Gozer Rabbanon, B'yonik, Rabbanon wouldn't Gozer. So we still have a solution. Looking right to Toshma coming here. Yeah, but we say because the tzar of the animal we're allowed to.
That's why I asked what's who's tzar.
Yeah, we'll go back to this thing on Yom Tov. Yeah.
No, in other words, the things that you could have done before.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe it's the animal here as well.
Things you could have done before Yom Tov.
Yeah, but here's another pressing thing. Tzar Bal Chaim. Animal needs to be milked.
Once you want to relieve the animal, the tzar Bal Chaim, you might as well.
Exactly.
When they milk an animal on Shabbos, it's awesome.
That's what I'm saying. But Yom Tov has got Teichel Nefesh. The point I'm saying, but what sort of Teichel Nefesh is Mutter? Stuff that you couldn't do.
You're milking there, that's Mahatoyed because it's going into these buckets. Here we're talking about you have a person's mouth on it.
Is
that normal?
Yeah.
Because it's not nicer to eat fresh meat than it's not the meat that was shechted yesterday. So I'm asking the same question about the milk. Is the milk in the same gather as shechting the behemoth, or is it something you could have done yesterday?
You couldn't have done it yesterday. The Rambam brings Mahatoyed, she can't.
and you shouldn't drink milk that's more than 24 hours old because it's a conger. They didn't have refrigeration exactly. in those days.
Yeah, but if you want to relieve the animal, then you...
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Apart from Tzar Bal Chaim, apart from Tzar Bal Chaim, you should be allowed to milk an animal. Because you want to get to the fresh milk today. Fresh milk today.
Okay, weit gemacht. Toshma, it says in the Pasuk, that lo yisoichlu, don't eat these treife, don't eat these shirotzim, ki shekets, hang in the shekets. So we dash, it's an extra Pasuk, it says so many times we shouldn't eat shekets, we dash, and lo yisachilum, do not feed them, la hazer, ha gedeidlim alaktan, you're not going to feed them. My love, the omeluhu lo yisoichlu, what do you mean don't feed them? It doesn't mean you shouldn't feed them. It means tell them not to eat. No, you have to stop them eating mahateira. Even if you hold that mahatayda, if a kid is doing nisah deraisa, you don't have to stop him, but you're not allowed to give him to the nisah deraisa. That's what it means. Don't feed him. Toshma, similar thing. It said by dam. It says in the pasuk, and how many times it says you shouldn't eat dam? It says in the pasuk that what? That kol nefesh mikem leisaychel dam. That anybody from you shouldn't eat blood. So we dash him. What do you need this extra posse for? What do you mean leisaychel? Lahazak demaktanim. You shouldn't feed them. No, again, my lab. Not sorry. So we dash him. Doesn't mean to feed him. My lab. I'm leisaychel. You tell the child stop eating blood. You know you have to stop them. No, he said I said. Like no, the least be a dime. Don't give it to them. No raya. Rashi leisaychel kishaket same. Kroy say it was extra. Doksiva has horus. Harbe b'shrotzim minas horus. Leisaychel dam same thing. Kroy say it's extra. Doksiva has horus. Harbe gabe dam my blood. Toshma coming here. It says in the posse. Emoy the amarta. Says in the pasuk, says about the Emma, you should tell the Eden, Emma, tell the Koinim, and tell them. It says why Emma v'Amarta. So we dash in Parshat Emma lahazik gedayim alaktanim. The elders should be tumah regarding laws of tumah v'Koyin. That the elders should take care of the youngsters. Again, my love, the Amru Lulu leisid. We got to tell them to stop them from becoming tummy. So we see that by the Yisur Rashi, you got to stop them. What's the law? No, the law of tummy dime. Don't do it with your hands. Rashi Emma v'Amarta. I don't stay. I meet as a lama lahazik gedayim alaktanim. So he tummy shouldn't got tummy. So he was one of three psukim to tell you that a parent shouldn't do that veda. Don't give them the blood. Don't give them the shekets. The sherets. Don't be tamed them. Three people can tell you the same. Once we know one, then you're not allowed to, even if you see them doing Nisad Raisa, you don't have to stop them. You're not allowed to give them any Nisad Raisa. I know it. Sich. The Yashmin and Shkotzim, the only non Shkotzim, Mishum, the Isur and Bemashu, it's so strict. It's Osset, even by Mashu, says Rashi, even Mashu, Beka'ad Dosha, they're not allowed to eat it the size of a lentil, Kitumasan, like the Tumim. And takes an argument, says, well, Naimai, it says, in Fadish, it's a Kazayist, not a Mashu, but they're talking about if it's a barrier. So it's very chomer, at least sometimes it's such a small amount, so therefore you're not allowed to feed them. Avol dam, the ad, the ikadavis, emotilavis, is not over, maybe you don't, there's nothing wrong with giving to them. The yashmin, the dam, blah, mishun, you cut it so strictly, you can't cut it, you're not allowed to give it to them. Avol shrotzim is only allowed, emotilavis, maybe it's not also. The yashmin, has these two, mishun, these students, shove, bechol, every is forbidden to drink blood or eat shadows. Avol tumah is only remains by koinim, emotilavis, maybe it's not a problem. The yashmin, the tumah, if all we know is tumah's koinim, I would say, you know why over there we're so strict, and I'll give it to kids, shiny, we have a swara that the koinim have so many mitzvahs, that's why you're so chomer. But everybody else, that's why you're not allowed to give it to you, you're not allowed to make your matama your kid. But other dinin like dam shedded, who cares? Abul Hanim Eloy, Tzichi, you need all them. We still haven't resolved the question. We learned now in the beginning of the page, Shnei Achim, two brothers, Echad Pikech, Echad Chedesh, Nesuyin Shtei Achoyes, Reuven is married, the two sisters. Reuven is a Chedesh, and Shimon is a Pikech, Mes Chedesh, and Reuven died, Baal Pikech, Reuven dies, his wife, Mechuyven Yibum, is my Yasa Pikech, Baal Pikech, but it's his wife's, but Shimon's wife's sister, no problem. Take him, Shimon Chazisha. What about Mes Pikech, Baal Pikech, Shimon dies, now his wife has to marry Reuven. But Reuven is married to his sister Midrabanan, and now Reuven has a mitzvah to marry Shimon's wife. He's my Yaseh Chedesh Bar Pekachas. On the one hand, Moitzias Ishta Beget, he must divorce his own wife with a get because he's now married to the sister of his kuka, and his marriage is not recognized from the Teda. Of the Eish is Achimasu Lailam, but she is Asa Lailam. She cannot marry Reuven because the sister of his sister's husband, and he can't give a chalitza because he's a Chedesh. Now, the question is, why does Reuven have to divorce his wife? Let Reuven stay married to his wife. He's doing an Aveda, living with a sister of his thing. But you're saying, Yisun that I said, we don't have to stop. And the same thing that applies to a Katan applies to a Chedesh, because they're all the same, they're on par. Is a Mai, might say, Zish to beget, Tesev, Gabe, let stay by him. Katan Eich and Avelis, who is a Chakras, a Katan Eich and Avelis. The problem is not him. The problem is his wife. Oh, it's just like he's not allowed to live with his sister of his Zakuk. Neither can the sister live. with the man being the being that she that her sister is a cooker, so and she's an adult. Rashi shidosh hipakachas ubas oinchin. Next case is the same thing, but the reverse. Tosh mashnei achi, two brothers, they're both intelligent. Nesuyin shtei achoyz achas pikachas v'achas chereshes. Mes pikach bar chereshes. Let's say Reuven was married to chereshes, dies, and now chereshes falls to Shimon, no problem. Shimon's already married to the sister, no problem. Mayasa pikach bar pikachas teichu no chaydisha. So Reuven's wife is exempt. Fine. What about mes pikach bar pikachas? Shimon died, and now Shimon's wife wants to marry Reuven, but Reuven is married to the sister of chereshes. Mayasa, sorry, Reuven himself is a cheresh. My Yasa Pekebach, what should Reuven do? He's married already to the sister of Chereshes, but only the Rabban. Is Moitzias Ishtuge, divorces his own wife, the Eishas Ochi Bechalitza. And then he gives a Chalitza, he can't live with her anymore because it's the sister of his ex wife, but he gives a Chalitza. Now, look here, my Moitzias Ishtuge, why is he divorced his wife? You told him before the problem is her, but in this case, she has no problem because she is a Chereshes. Let him remain the Kotnech Levelsu. So he answers Shem Yisrael today. He has a Yisrael. What was the Gemara? Have a minute over here. I mean, it's pretty weiter. Omar Rav Zerovin, one more example. Toshma, Shnei Achin, two brothers. Echad Chedesh, Echad Pekech. Nisuyin, Lishtei Achoyes. Achas Pekech, Achadesh, so Reuven, the Chedesh is married to Chedesh, and Shimon, the Pekech is married to Pekech, Meis Chedesh, Achadesh, Reuven dies, no problem. Shimon says, Reuven's wife is exempt because her sister is married to Shimon. Achadesh, Mayasa, Pekech, Achadesh, Mishra, Chedesh. What about Meis Pekech, Achadesh, Shimon dies? And now, Reuven is married to his wife, they're both Potter, they're both Chedesh and Chedeshes, and Shimon's wife now, you know, can't marry Reuven, but Reuven has to divorce his own wife. Why is Reuven married to his wife? They're both now are like a cotton, and L'chayiv, they're both not like a cotton. We should let them stay. If you tell me soon that I say we don't stop. My Yasa Chedesh by Chedeshes, the boys of Israel beget, the Eitzel Chesu Loilam. The Hochavid, the Lavisur, the Eikov, the Lavisur, they neither are doing an Aveda because they're both Chedesh. Isn't that a chloray that when it comes to soon that Isa we throw him out? But Rav Shemaya, here's different. Gzeda, here we are worried. Mishmat Toras Yivama Lashuk. If people see that Reuven remains married with Reuven's wife, people will think that Shimon's wife is exempt and that she can go and marry anybody in the street. And the truth of the matter is, she's not. She's tied and she's an aguna. Rashi. Shum Gzeda is Hatar Yivama Lashuk. I am in taste of Chadesh Gabe Chadesh. Layadi Inish. People don't know the time Mishu Kotnech Leveosu. That's the reason. The savvy they hold the kedushin dido dochul alazika the pekachas achoyz sister ve'ein boy lachoyz kukasei and it's not really living with a sister of a zakuk. Hichol they'll think that Shimon's wife is free.
But she remains a zakuk to
him. No, but people will think that she's free. But the truth is, yeah, right. She remains a zakuk. Hichol also the mishaya lachoyz l'shuk kishara chayz isha shepturim echpatan chalitza had no lachoyz. The point was no maskana. So in the shayin is a big machlekes. And the bottom line, Tesis Yeshayim asks. Tzadik asks in the Yuma, he asks L'chayda, why do we say that you know by a cotton there that you mechanech a cotton chinuch shas and all that you have to fast when we say over here and that there's no you can do soon the rice so we don't have to stop them so where's that all coming so you get two yisaidus there and big machlekes and then the Rashayim have machlekes who's right and Achrayim machlekes one. Answer of the Yitzhak Shalom is the difference of father and everybody else. Everybody else, till the kids by mitzvah, the girls bas mitzvah, you don't have to stop them from doing any isa, the rabbon, the raisa. But a father has a mitzvah chinuch. And the mitzvah chinuch, as soon as the kid is old enough, the father has to mechanech the kid and make sure not only he's not allowed to give them any isa, he's not make sure that they don't do any isurim the raisa, nor isurim the rabbon. Even isurim the rabbon has to stop. Because chinuch is different. And this whole Gemara is not talking about the father. The Rajba doesn't like this pshat because the Rajba says in all these cases here, we let Ben Chover go to the Zayde. We're talking about the father. Nowhere does the Gemara make a difference. Oh, this is the father. Don't ask me the question. This is different. Nowhere does the Gemara say that. The other Shem answer back. No, the reason why they say that is because if it's the father, then even the Rabbanon would be the Gemara is saying makes a difference in the Rabbanon and the Raisa. But if it's the father, even Chinuch is Rabbanon as well. So we can answer that. Another answer to the Shanim is. There's a chilik, very interesting answer. There's a chilik mitzvah aseh and mitzvah loisaseh. Chinuch is only a mitzvah aseh. Bayit tefillin, bench luluv, sit in the sukkah. There's no chinuch in loisaseh, stopping doing avedis. And that's what I was talking about here. When it comes to loisaseh, even the father, if the kid wants to do an avedi, eat treifin, al chazet, don't stop him. But the bench luluv, you gotta make sure you bench luluv. Because chinuch is an action, not on loisaseh. Where does he get that chilik? He doesn't get it. Only because of the status of the Gemara.
In
Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the first answer to the Tosfos, which is actually the second answer. Well, the first that we just gave is Tosfos Yishanim, which is Chilgo father and everybody else. Let's go next page. The end of Yivam is all about Agunas, and all the Ashayas and Agunas, which is the biggest part of Shulchan Aruch, Only is on the next 10 blocks. Okay, how much time? Okay, the Mishnah, Ha'isha Shaholcha Hi'u Bail Nizayam. If a woman, she went overseas with her husband, and now there's two ingredients here. There's two factors that we look at to see whether we trust her. One is with the Shalom Bais, does she have a vested interest in making up a story? And number two, is she imagining things? Does she assume that her husband died? And why would she assume her husband died? If there's a state of war. State of war, your husband went to the battlefield, doesn't come back. What do you assume? That he's not coming back. So, and that assumption causes a lot of problems, because that assumption becomes, over time, people make assumptions and they think that it becomes facts. So this first thing. She went overseas with her husband. First of all, Shalom Bein Oilam, as far as we know, there was Shalom Bais. And second of all, there's Shalom Ba'elam. There's no reason for her to imagine anything, because there's peace in the world. If Uba...
But they were both going together.
Yeah, they went on a family trip.
Story.
Uba, she comes back on her own, solo. But Amun, she says, Mez Bali. She testifies her husband died. The din is Tenase. We allow her to get married, because there's an extra factor here, and that is that we know, we had before the Gemara, that she will be very careful and make sure that otherwise, if her husband comes back, she's finished. Can't live with the husband, can't live with the new guy, children mamzadim, so she'll do her homework. Tenase. She can get married. Mez Bailey, and if, let's say, she had no children, she, my husband died, Tis Yabim, will allow her to be Yabim as well. Okay, Dashi. Haj Isha Shalom Ba'ilam, She'ein Shas Chedim, it's not a state of war. The tema that you can argue, but the dummy, she's imagining things, Ma'imid Liba, she's making assumptions. In Peter She'menu Chedesh Chachayim, let's say he left her for a month or two. Vada Hoyev Alechazab, during a war, so somebody, if your husband leaves for a month or two, what do you think? Hargu Listim, you think that's it, he's finished, he's killed. The Hoyev Alav Shas Chedim, but since in this case there was no war. E Loi Chazisi, the Miz. If she wouldn't have seen him with her own eyes that he died, she would never come and testify, because she is jeopardizing her future. Chayisha likulkula. She's worried. She makes up a story. She can get ruined. Shema yovelacha shenisas. What happened? The husband comes back after she married somebody else. With the heimik kukela. She's kalan alazaitin. She can't live. She's got a first guy. Actually, if she
doesn't come back after a long time, he could be in hospital and there's no way.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So if she comes forward and says my husband died, that means she must have seen it. She witnessed it. She doesn't say, I think. Okay. Next, continue, Mishnah. What about Shalom Beinoy Lebeinoy? There's peace in Shalom Bais. However, Milchama Ba'ilam. But there's a war going on, which means you start imagining things. Or Ktata Beinoy Lebeinoy. There's an argument, a strife between the two. Shalom Ba'ilam. Here, it's not a question of imagining. Here, maybe she's actually spinning a yarn because she wants to get out of this terrible, abusive marriage. She comes forward and says, my husband died. Ain't in the menace. He wouldn't believe. Either because of the dummy, she imagines, or because she made up the story. Because she hates him. She doesn't care the consequences. She's in an abusive relationship. She doesn't have the courage to walk out. So she's coming back with the story. The husband might come back tomorrow and ruin her life. It's better that. Let's continue living with this guy. That's what we're worried. However, the Buddha,
just killed him.
But they took away, they changed the law, no more provocative, it's no longer a provocation, it's no longer an excuse. The Buddha says, La'elam ain't in the menace, she's never believed, even in a normal case, she's not believed, unless we can see on her tears in her eyes, and the boss, we see her coming crying. I took her 2 months to travel her, we need to see her still crying. We need to see her come back in tatters, not all polished and dressed up. It's not clear this is a third opinion or this is explained in Tanakhama. Sorry? That's the machlek, we'll see later. Or in the passion, if it is, the most trying to learn that it's a Tanakhama, but now the Tanakhama is sort of explaining himself. Gemara. Tanu learn Shalom, and there's peace, Mishun, the Kabbalah, the Mishun. Why do you have to mention it's obvious? Because the next case is going to be, the contrast will be Ketata Ben Elbena with a strife, so therefore you have to give the first case. Tana Shalom Ba'ilam, why do you mention peace in the world? Obviously, Mishun de Kabbalah, Mishun de Milcham Ba'ilam. Amar of my time de Milchama. What's a swara? Why talk of Muhammad, don't we believe her? Mishun de Amar of the Dhamma. She means well. She means well, but she makes assumptions. Salkadat, She thinks, B'cholhani, the Iktel, all these people all around me are dying. Who, Paul, is my husband such superhuman that he survived? Tim Tulema, but you're going to argue, Kiv on the Shalom Beino Lebeino, since this peace at home, the Shalom buys it. Only thing, there's a war going on. Notra Ad Chazia, wouldn't she wait until she sees? Wouldn't she wait? Why would you come as a story? What do you mean she makes assumptions? If she loves her husband, wouldn't she wait for her husband to come back? Why would she come here and tell us a story unless she's attacking those with an emes? Not just a dummy lay. So you want a name. You know why it's a dummy lay? Zinin occasion, the machula begida. She saw an arrow or a sword being thrown at him or inside him. So, because of the state of war, and she can't really think, and she sees an arrow in her husband. What do you think she thinks? It's gone. She saw that. Vaday mes. V'savra, she thinks, vaday mes. However, the truth of the matter is, v'ika da'ovet samatere v'chaya. It happened that people get stabbed, and they exist. They survive.
She saw that. Why didn't she wait and see where
the... There's a war going on. She's a war going on. You don't sit there and...
She's running away.
And she sees her husband. Exactly. So it's not dummy stam the veltadine. There's ground for her to dummy, but it's still only dummy. Rashi... But the dummy, my libo, she assesses. I've got the chazis and see the medak. She thinks like that. The chalhan dictal who polluted, but my husband's superhuman that he survived bidmiya. Samati tachboishes. They can bandage him up. They can heal them and they can cure them. Go to a doctor and put bandages and save them. Says Gemara, sova. Now other situations, are they compared to a war or not? Sova rav lemeima ra'oven famine. Ain't a kumucham. Is that the same thing as a war? She would spend a little bit longer time to see whether to make sure her husband died or not. He didn't think that that's when people make assumptions. Well, but then how did Amr Rav? Then he changed his mind. Ra'avan harei kumacham, famine just like it. Why? Because the story that happened. He does the kamer Rav. Somebody, a woman came for Rav. Amr, as you said, Bali meiz b'Rav. My husband died from hunger. Amr lost. Rav wanted to trick her a little bit. So he said, Shapir of the dishes nashri. He said, good job. He says to the woman. Good, smart. It's a famine. You have to take care of yourself. It's good you've left your husband behind, so this way you can save and survive. Sal kedatach, you probably thought the bahu purta the nafifta that piece of bread, the shav kelei that piece of bread you left for her, havi chaya, she's going to live. In other words, he wanted to find out from her whether she actually saw him die or she's just assuming that she left him a piece of bread. Probably left him for dead. Agree with me that there's no way in the world he's surviving. I did a smart thing for leaving. So what did Rava then say? Aha. So that means that you did not see your husband die. In fact, you left him when he was well and alive, and you left him some bread. How do you know he wasn't saved by somebody else? Therefore, so then he paskin that Ra'oven is like Muhammad. People make assumptions. And then Hadram Rava, Ra'oven is Griya Muhammad. In a way, it's even worse than Muhammad. How? If she comes forward and says, look, I saw my husband being buried. I saw my husband in the deathbed. Even though it's a war, if she says that, there's no more assumptions anymore. We don't think she's a liar. Rosh Hashanah bias. She's telling the truth. No assumptions. She saw it. But she said, I saw my husband die in the coffin. She's believed. The Ila Gabram, when it comes to famine, Ad Amrin Mesvikivartiv. Even if she saw the husband lying in the deathbed, it doesn't mean he's dead. Sometimes he just fell unconscious and he can wake up. So it's even worse than Muhammad. We're not going to trust if he's lying in a coffin. Rashi, the Shiv Nashkoshan, Achto Isi left my filah chai, leaving Barakla Yusuf fled, Mishum the Chitala Badaitach. Did you think about who put it in the feast? Did you think that a little bit of bread, Kemach Manufa, that you see the sieve of the flour that was seeped through, but nothing chai, be able to live? Bidmia, my name, Yod Alma, Omra, but the dummy, only assumption, Mishum, Hai Maisa, Hodabed of a change. Maisa Kavati, the Muhammad, Savra, Shema Barak, when he's so saved. Ava Barav, he's Savura Echiche. She thinks, how can he live? So as soon as she sees him, eyes closed and fainted, she thinks he's dead. Okay, next case. My playlist, an avalanche. A house caved in. Harehu kim l'chama. It's also like a l'chama. People make assumptions. The Amra, but the dummy, she thinks. So again, we don't trust her unless she actually saw. She luach n'choshim akram. Some kind of a plague with snakes and scorpions was set upon the village. Harehu kim l'chama again. You're not going to hang around to make sure that the last breath is out. You see him thinking he's dead. You make assumptions. The Amra, but the dummy. Devid, a plague. Amri la, others say harei kumcham again. People make assumptions. But Amri la ain't a big kham. Amri la kumcham. The Amri with the dummy, she makes assumptions. The Amri ain't kumcham. Why? The samchi ad the amin. She people know that not everyone dies in a plague. Shev shnin havi meisa. For 7 years there was a plague in the city, and yet v'inish b'loshani lazo. Yet people did not die prematurely. Just because there's a plague, you don't think every single person, not everybody dies from a plague. Even the bubonic plague, when 100 million people died, was that the flu in the beginning of the 20th century? 100 million people died. But not everybody died. The Ebola, they said 20 million people would be dead by January. 9,000 total. Okay, Rashi. My pilot should not fall by olive. I saw a strong wind. All the houses in the city imploded. Okay, we'll stop here.